This episode is sponsored in part by Rosetta Stone. It is that time of year again. We are getting geared up to travel and travel international. We will, because that's the kind of family we are. And around this household, you better know two languages if you want to know what people are saying behind your back. So usually a few months before a big trip, I'll start to sharpen up my Spanish, and now I'm using Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app on your phone. Rosetta Stone is a trusted language learning expert for over 30 years with millions of users and over 25 languages offered. If you need to learn a language because you're traveling, you want to immerse yourself in the culture, or even enjoy that streaming show that doesn't happen to be in English, Rosetta Stone has you covered. There's no English translations, so you really have to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And Rosetta Stone is convenient. It's on your desktop, it can be on your phone, and best of all, it's an amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for all those trips you're going to take over the course of a lifetime. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, commercial break listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/commercial. That's 50% off, unlimited access to all 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/commercial today. rosettastone.com/commercial and get 50% off your lifetime membership right now. We also want to thank Rosetta Stone for being a sponsor of the commercial break.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Blessings, beautiful being. As always, it is truly such an honor to connect with you. Thank you for tuning in. And welcome, 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 and welcome.
It's an honor to connect with you.
Welcome.
Thank you for tuning in.
And welcome, 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 welcome.
Namaste.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The only, thing that I can think to relate this to is being on an airplane and airdropping your penis. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's nothing else like it.
You can't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. And you put your face in the photograph?
He's right there.
What a shithead. Total shithead.
Kosofumbo ke setashisya lahantekias. Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that are sitting around believing this bullshit? I mean, listen, there's something for it.
Yes.
People listen to the commercial break. So there's something for everybody, right? I get it. I understand. It happens every decade, yet we want to, I mean, cares? 222, 10-10-10, 777. I don't give a shit.
Fascinating. The timestamp for this was not, okay, so it's 9-9-2016.
What?
Wait, 9-9-2016 is not 9-9-9. It's not 9-9-9.
Oh. The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my pituitary gland, Kristen Oatley. Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction in 15 seconds or less for your money-back guaranteed TCB podcast, the brand new TCB podcast to claim your earnings, to pick up your winnings, to get your I-9 and your W-6. We're right there for you.
We're right here.
We're right here. Chrissy.
Brian.
Have you ever embarrassingly sent anybody obscene photographs accidentally?
Accidentally.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think so.
No? You don't think so? Or you? Or maybe?
Maybe.
He's never in a night of... in a little bit of a, I don't know, like a logger-induced haze. You didn't accidentally send a tit pic off into the world.
I mean, I had to maybe at some point.
Yeah. I made it a policy not to even take pictures of my penis so that that never happened.
That never happens.
However, however, I have accidentally forwarded images to people that I have received, right?
Oh,
that I have accidentally done that. And one time I did it was with someone that I worked, like a lady that I worked with.
Uh-huh.
I forwarded, I was like scrolling, back when the iPhone was just a thing, right?
15 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago. Today, actually, 15 years ago today, the iPhone came out. Yeah. I just read that story this morning. But I was, we were working at Clear Channel, and I accidentally forwarded a picture that a girl had sent me. Now, it wasn't particularly obscene, you know? It was like, it was just a...
Suggestive.
A nipple. Yeah, it was a nipple, right? It was like a nipple. But I accidentally forwarded it with a picture, an image of an invoice.
Oh.
And luckily, luckily...
I'm going to need you to pay this.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to pay that invoice. Pictures. And that's my breast. Luckily, she took it in jest, right? She was like, and I was like, it's a total accident. I totally understand. Yeah. That lady later grabbed my penis at a working event. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yes. She grabbed my cock in front of the president of the company.
Things got racy over there.
Jeez, that was a crazy event. Yeah, that was at the aquarium. Remember that?
Yes.
It's like in front of a group of people. She just came up and grabbed my cock. What you working with, green? Well, I was not working with you. Anyway. The craziest, one of the crazier stories that I've read this week, probably the craziest story that I've read this week, is that a guy was on a Southwest airline. First of all, don't fly Southwest if you don't want these kind of things to happen. If they make you pay for the restroom, it's probably not worth getting on the airplane. Gets on a Southwest airplane. Looks like the kind of guy who would do this. He decides he's going to airdrop photos of his penis to anybody on the plane who's got airdrop on. Now, at first, what I thought was poor bastard, poor old white man doesn't know how to use the iPhone and airdropped his penis to everybody.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And that total accident.
Yeah.
Because clearly that's what would have happened. When somebody accepted the airdrop, she happened to be sitting, and a number of people did, she happened to be sitting in the row right next to him. And she saw the photo because he had his face on the fucking photo.
Oh, God.
So she looks over. She sees that this guy is sending dick pics to everybody on the airplane, to anybody that would accept the airdrop. So she starts yelling and screaming. Like, and I guess his name might have been on the airphone, like coming from Larry's iPhone or something. His name is Larry. So she says, Larry, why are you sending your penis to everybody on the plane? And all of a sudden, this flight attendants, you know, notice and they come over and... Why is everyone yelling over here, right?
Right, right. What's going on?
The girl's TikToking this, by the way. She says, this is Larry. Larry decided to send his fucking penis to everybody on the airplane with airdrop. And the flight attendant's like, Larry, did you send... Are you Larry? And he goes, yes. Did you send your penis to everybody via airdrop? He says, yes. And then she goes, why are you doing that? And he goes, I was just having fun. I mean, it's not funny. It's totally abusive and assaultive and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
but it's funny that the way that he reacted was not, oh shit, I accidentally airdropped my cock to everybody on this Southwest plane. He just said,
he's like, I'm on TikTok, aren't I?
And it's on video. He said, I was just having some fun. Just having some fun. What are you doing? You're on an airplane. You're not going, like, if you were walking to Grand Central Station and that kind of thing turned you on, or you're a total fucking perv and you decide to airdrop your penis, walk through Grand Central Station and then out the fucking front door.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, confined space.
Don't stick around. Not in a confined space. Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
You leave.
Yeah. It's like the only like thing that I can think to relate this to is being on an airplane and airdropping your penis. That's crazy.
There's nothing else like it.
You can't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. And you put your face in the photograph?
He's right there.
What a shithead. Total shithead. Anyway, this flight was heading to Denver. Southwest flight was heading to Denver. And at Denver, the FBI met him at the door.
Yeah.
Because not only did he send it to everybody who had an iPhone adult-wise, but apparently there were a couple of kids, like children under 12, that were watching a movie on an iPhone.
Right.
And luckily didn't accept it. But one of the fathers, once he found out what was going on, was like furious. And they said he was,
I mean, that's serious.
He was trying to get at Larry. Like he was trying to fight Larry.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking serious. Larry's a dum-dum.
Larry is a dumbass.
First of all, that's what you get when you fly Southwest. Second of all, Southwest and Spirit. Two airlines I'm never going to fucking fly.
I agree with you on the Spirit. Southwest, though, I take it to Southwest.
Yeah. I've had a few Southwest flights, and I guess they were rather uneventful. But both of them were late, and just everybody was miserable. And
the flight situation right now is crazy.
That's crazy. But that's a whole, like, we're talking about, like, maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Spirit left me in Costa Rica for almost a week.
Spirit's not good.
And then told us they were going to call us to let us know when the flight was rebooked and never called anybody. Like, we had to go to the airport and argue with people to get back on a plane. But here's why I'm not going to fly Spirit or Southwest. And here's why I think cheap airline carriers in general, it's kind of a sham. When you get on a Spirit flight, and you get that $99 ticket, and you're like, holy shit. And Delta's flying for $199. You're like, holy shit, I just saved $100.
Right, but it's the tack-ons.
Yes, it's the tack-ons. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pay for every carry-on.
Yeah,
then you got to pay to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Then you want a soda, and you got to pay $10 on the flight.
Yeah,
it ends up being $199 anyway. Why not fly with Delta? Or why not fly with American or United or whoever it is? I don't, you know, we're in Atlanta, so Delta's kind of our jam, right? Every flight is Delta, and every flight that comes in and goes out is Delta, basically. But I've found that flying those cheap carriers, I'm not opposed to getting a deal, but then I end up spending just as much money and I get twice as frustrated because I'm got that cheap flight, but now they're going to fuck me and leave me in Costa Rica for a week. I literally got left in Costa Rica for a week by Spirit.
And then I left early and you stayed. Okay. Wow.
I show up at the airport and my flight's, let's just say it's at noon. It's, you know, daylight, noon. I remember I had to take
You were gone for a lot longer than you said. Yeah, I was gone for a week.
Not a week. It was 4 days. I was gone for four extra days. So I get to the airport. The flight's at noon, and it's a totally booked flight. And Spirit has three other flights that are going to ending in Atlanta.
Okay.
The destination is Atlanta that day, right? So we're there. We're all waiting. The first notification comes through. Your flight is delayed an hour. Something's wrong with the plane. The flight is delayed an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then these notifications keep coming for the next 9 hours. People are losing their fucking shit. Another hour. Can you book us on the next flight? Can we take this plane?
Yeah,
they keep on telling us it's the plane, but there's no plane sitting there.
Right.
And so we're like, where's the fucking plane? There's only two things you can do in this situation. You can either join the mob and get crazed, or you can sit
go
and
have
just
a drink.
Go have a drink. Right.
Yeah.
And so there was a couple of us that kind of got friendly and we just decided, oh, whatever, it's going to we'll get out of here tonight. Right.
Yeah,
it's
going to
happen. What ended up happening was the airplane never arrived. There was a flight problem. There was no fucking plane
there
to take us anywhere
in the first place.
And no one is telling us this. They just keep saying problem with the plane. Well, finally,
it's not here.
Yeah, that's a problem. Is it disappeared? We don't know where it is. Bob took it for a ride and he hasn't been back in 2 hours. That's what you get at Spirit. So when the plane finally arrives, you will not fucking believe this. When the plane finally arrives, and we are all so excited. It's like now 10:30 at night. Everyone's super excited. Everyone at the front desk or at the desk is telling us, yeah, you'll get, you know, as soon as we get this plane out, cleaned, you guys are on your way, right? No problem. We'll get you home tonight. 10:30 rolls around, 11 rolls around. Everyone's getting off that plane. Everyone's gone off that plane. Looks like the cleaners went in. And we're like, and this is the final announcement is, we apologize, everyone who's going to Atlanta. Please come up to the desk to make hotel arrangements. We unfortunately cannot have our pilots have timed out for the night.
Right.
And they will not be able to fly you back to Atlanta legally.
They have a time limit. Yeah.
Everyone now is going crazy.
Right.
I mean, people are like pushing and shoving and going nuts. Where are you going to put us up? How are we going to stay? When are we going to get home? No one gets booked on other flights. Mm-hmm. The Costa Rican airport is closed now. It's not like Atlanta. It closes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. At like midnight or something.
Yes. So everyone gets shuffled off to this hotel casino down downtown San Jose, which is fine enough. Right. It's whatever. It's not the greatest place in the world, but it's not the worst place in the world.
Yeah.
Everyone gets put up but they're giving us no information as to when the airplane's going to take off tomorrow. All they say to us is, Here's a phone number to call, but we will call your room and tell you what flight you're booked on and what time, because we won't be able to get everybody on the same plane. We're going to have to disperse you. Chrissy, 3.5 days later, I had no phone call. I had no communication with Spirit Airlines. I literally, a group of us ended up taking a cab to the airport because other people were getting flights. They were getting knocks on doors. Yeah. They were, you know, they left.
Wow. They had come to get everybody else, but you
not
guys.
Everybody, but some people. Yeah. But there's like a whole contingent of people on this Spirit airline right. that are literally walking around the lobby. And then some of us ended up drunk at the casino.
Right. Like, I was going to say. Yeah.
And eventually we bitched our way. Me and this guy and his daughter bitched our way into a first class flight on Delta. Delta
Ooh,
ended
nice.
Up taking us home 3 days
Thank
later.
You, Delta.
At night, we flew, and we even got a free movie. And that movie was Inception. It was really good.
Ooh,
yeah.
Inception.
The point is, Spirit gave no shits about what happened to me. Mm-hmm. They gave no shits. Not that I'm some biggest, I was never big and important. Don't you know who I thought I was supposed to be? I love that. When you watch those like cop videos, lady gets out of the car. Don't you know who I am? My husband's the, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit, ma'am. I like watching the videos where the police officers pull over other police officers that are like not in uniform or not in uniform.
Yeah,
I go down a rabbit hole sometimes. Yeah. And it's like they, you know, they all try and wiggle out of it, you know.
Right.
I'm a state trooper. I don't give a shit. They're pissing on each other. If I'm going to pay anyway, I might as well just pay up front.
Yes.
Let the deed be done and go with a carrier. Because I have also had this situation happen in Delta where a plane was, you know, whatever, missing or I don't care, whatever. But Delta seemed to give a shit enough.
They are professionals.
To get me on. That's right. Professionals. Chrissy and I.
Just like
we not only like to take a break to talk about our brand new sponsor, Delta. Speaking of sponsors, the Disney commercials.
The Disney. Oh, my God. So a running joke of ours has been.
For the entirety of this podcast.
Like Disney will never advertise with us. Never.
Yeah. We've always made fun of the fact that, you know, good luck getting that Disney campaign.
Yes. And so I'm listening to the show the other day from our website and I immediately hear a Disney commercial.
It's crazy. Yeah. So you got to understand that some of the commercials, some of the sponsors we have, the ones that we talk about on the show are sponsors that contact us directly and want to be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. And then there's a different kind of sponsor that gets trafficked into our show by our network. And so we don't have much control over who gets there. We can just say, we don't want this type of ad. You know, we don't want gun ads running or we don't want political ads running.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, come on, whatever. We just don't give a shit.
We'll take the money.
But clearly, someone is going to get fired for this because they put a Disney fucking commercial, two Disney commercials on one of our episodes. And I thought it was the craziest thing. I was like, the joke has become a reality. And we probably shouldn't even be talking about it because someone at Disney is going to go, you got to look into this. These fucking morons. Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And I wanted to follow up on something that we were talking about last episode.
Okay, good.
Which was the light language girl. Yes. Remember the light language girl?
I do.
It was just an episode ago. You should remember the light language girl.
Yes, I do.
Although it all starts getting twisted in my mind a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We do so many of these episodes that sometimes I don't even remember, you know, what day or time or when. That's right.
Yes.
But if I go back and I listen to an episode, I always remember where we were and what we're doing. It's like my mind takes a picture of the episode. Do you get that?
Yes.
When you listen back to an episode, does it just come back to you automatically?
It does, yes.
It's almost like I can remember the next thing I was going to say. I go back to episode number 5 or 6, and I'm remembering the next thing that I'm going to say. Like, I remember the punchline, or I remember the joke. It's really weird. Maybe I should maybe should have been doing this my whole life. I'd have a better memory.
Right.
The light language girl, for those of you that didn't get to listen to the last episode, we took a look at a girl who is claiming that she can talk to aliens by doing something called light language, by talking in light language. Now, Chrissy and I watched a video trying to get to the meat and potatoes of exactly what light language was. And what we discovered was this girl
bullshit.
Is full of fucking shit. Yeah, it's gooblygock. You have to be aligned in the third dimension and your chakra goes up and it goes down. And only when you're aligned in the light language can you talk in the light language. She described light language as the alignment of light language.
Yes.
And I don't even know what that means. When you use the word to describe the word, I don't know what it means. She's worse than Frankie, that's for sure. But one of the things that I wanted to get to in that video that we didn't have a chance to is I wanted to get to her actually talking speaking in light language.
speaking
light. In light. This is how cults start, right?
Yes.
You talk in nonsensical circles. People start believing
convince
the bullshit. Convince people that I would.
I'm astounded at how many people out there actually do fall for all this.
She has hundreds of thousands of views on her videos. And it's clear that some people are watching just like we are. Like, this is funny. And what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I dare somebody to watch this video and explain to me concisely. Watch the last video that we did on the last episode and explain to me concisely exactly what in the fuck this woman is talking about. You can't, because it's absolute nonsense.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by.
George from Zorg wanted you to know that it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, TCBpodcast.com, the brand new TCBpodcast.com, is where you go. You'll find all of the audio, all of the video right there on the website. And while you're there, you can drop us a line, hit the contact us form, and let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We would love to hear them, and we will always give you credit if we use your idea on air. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Text us, leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. And who knows, you just might hear yourself at the beginning of one of these silly podcasts. We'd love it if you'd follow us on Instagram, though no one else does. You'll be the first at The Commercial Break. And go to our YouTube channel, where we're doing just slightly better, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. As the podcast continues to grow, Chrissy and I want you to know that we're ever grateful that you continue to listen. And if you have just a moment, follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if they have a place for you to leave a comment or a review, please do so. We like to keep the podcast free of charge because, let's be honest, no one was going to pay for it anyway. So our sponsors support our ventures. Please use the specialized URLs or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. They'll give you free shit. They'll continue to buy sponsorship. It's a win-win all around. Speaking of sponsors, we're going to take a short break to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Now, let's listen to the real nonsense, which is this girl talking in light language. Okay. Do you want to hear this?
Of course I do.
She's going to give a preface. I think it's important to hear the preference. Go to TCB Podcast, or go to youtube.com/TC. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
Yes,
watch all of
the
our
commercial
videos.
Break on
I think I have a little bit of that COVID fog. You know that COVID fog they're talking
fog,
about? The brain fog? It's real, Chrissy.
It is real.
Blessings. Okay.
Here we go.
Blessings. So I was feeling really called to just record myself transmitting some.
I was feeling called. Who called you? Who exactly called you?
Pretty weird to you. Pretty much light language is a cosmically channeled language. To me, I do know everything that I'm saying. If you are new to light
language,
everything
I'm
then
saying?
This will probably seem pretty weird
to you. Oh, I'm sorry, I backed it up
a pretty much
bit.
Light language is a cosmically channeled language. To me, I do know everything that I'm saying.
To me, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, to me, it's totally cool.
La la.
But it is coming at the moment. So it's a channel, essentially, where you tune into a frequency and then you translate through words, which essentially are just sound, which is vibration.
What?
This girl's full of shit. Speaking of full of shit, I want to point out to those of you who are listening on the podcast, who are not watching, that this girl is sitting behind, like, the camera's angled a little bit. There's a white wall behind her. It looks like she's in an apartment somewhere. Uh-huh. Or a house. You can see the floor behind her against the wall. And against the wall, there are two piles of dog shit that are sitting against. This is exactly the type of person that you should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. When you're looking for the next light language cult to join, join the one with the girl who can't clean up the dog shit on her floor.
Yeah, that's the perfect one for.
I think I got a dog for her. Blue.
That's right.
Messages. So that's essentially what I'm doing. So as you listen to these light codes, just observe how you feel within your body.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's give it a real shot.
Okay.
Let's give it a real try.
Let me.
Okay.
Clear. Just observe what comes.
Let's clear.
Clear ourselves.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control.
Mind what energies arise within you. Because light codes are channeled cosmically and they contain certain frequencies through the words in which are being expressed, they also contain information and healing. So they contain actual energetic frequencies that can unlock information within you or...
This is Central Control! This is Central Control! Stand by.
That's from the guy that we saw last time, too.
I forgot I had put that in there. This girl is really hot. By golly, she's hot today. I don't understand a fucking word this girl said.
I know,
do you?
I'm really trying to.
Yeah, me too. But, I consider myself a relatively intelligent person. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but, including my wife. But I can't understand.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I think what she's saying is like, it's like, language,
it's a vibration.
It's a special vibration where a packet of data comes to her, and then she unpacks it with actual words.
But those are just sounds.
Those are just sounds and vibrations also.
Right.
It's everything's vibrating.
Revelations to surface, or even balance or harmonize things that are misaligned within you. This sounds like a lot just through listening to words, but it is actually very real. And if you don't necessarily feel it immediately, just allow time for the frequencies to integrate.
If you don't believe immediately, buy my course for $499.77.
Yeah, just keep listening.
Just keep listening. Don't worry, it'll come to you eventually.
Being and see how you feel afterwards, maybe even a few days later. So.
This is the aliens airdropping their penis photo straight to my mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now here she comes.
Okay, here she's
so
doing it.
So everyone, if you're listening out there, just take a minute. If you're driving, pull over.
Yeah.
If you're at work, go into a dark corner. We're going to all try. We're going to try to understand light language now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this seriously for the first time ever on the commercial break.
Natural
background sounds.
What compared to unnatural? Is she receiving the language?
I think she's receiving
it.
Go to lightlanguage.com. Purchase our subscription.
There's like an airplane driving by.
I'm trying real hard, but this just sounds like Portuguese to me. I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah. Ashalaka poco poco. Saka saka chaka chaka. Maka 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 maka. Maka laka hi, maka hiney ho. Shave and a haircut, two bits. I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm not getting the same. I'm not getting the vibration. Are you?
I'm not feeling it.
Are you aligned?
Not yet, but remember,
it can happen at any moment.
From now.
I could literally be at Publix.
Tomorrow.
And then all of a sudden, I could start. Magana! I just got alien cock airdrop to my brain!
Posia la hantikias. Kerkia mahatish. Kesiash.
Sounds like me talking to my daughter. Pee pee poo poo. Me a pee pee poo poo. I like how she's swaying and opening up her eyes, and she's really into it. She's
a believer in her own self, I think.
She's making $399 a pop, okay. Chrissy. She sells a course for $399.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess she can't afford dog pads yet, but I mean.
Kerkia sata la hantikia asisia fom pokas. Kerkisia shetikia seta la has como satiam. Kesia she fom pokisia te shia. Halakia
she's really talking. She's on fire now.
It sounds to me like she's saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
but then she just got excited about something. Yeah. Some transmission really came through to her.
Right.
And it was very exciting.
And so she's not actually saying anything. It's just the vibration.
It's just, Chrissy.
We're supposed to just feel vibration.
Did you not hear what she told you? Did you not understand what she was saying to you?
No.
It's vibrations that come through vibrations. And then she uses words, which essentially are just additional vibrations,
okay,
to explain the vibrations that were coming in
vibratively. And they'll just make me feel something.
I'm feeling something right now. I'm feeling like I want to get out of this segment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that are sitting around believing this bullshit? I mean, listen, there's something for it.
Yes.
People listen to the commercial break. So there's something for everybody, right? I get it. I understand. Whatever you say, somebody's going to be into. But honestly, who are the people that are sitting around believing that they're receiving transmissions with her? Doesn't someone that loves her,
they're looking for a vibe,
someone that loves her, just say something to her? Just be like, hey, light language girl, yeah, you got to cut out the shit. You got to start picking up your apartment.
She's based her whole identity, I think, on this.
I think that's the problem,
you know?
Is that once you're locked in, you're kind of locked in.
Remember,
it's like the wife of the guy who was receiving transmissions?
This is central control.
Right.
This is central control. Stand by.
Yeah, she was married to him, and
she was all
she
in on the bullshit.
In.
Yeah, because I think she just didn't know what else to do.
Right?
She's like, "What am I going to do now?"
That was a certain vibration.
That's a vibration.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
It's coming to an end, I think.
I hope.
She did like a prayer.
I know. She did like a prayer hand. Yeah. She wrapped it up with her fingers.
Yeah. I feel like she's little symbols on her fingers.
She's like, she'd be like a one-man band.
Yes.
Those one-man bands with
like the
kick
belly
drum
dancers
on the back. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
It feels like such therapy to translate light language. It feels so
welcome.
Blessing.
I actually feel the frequencies coming through.
Light of love.
She feels the frequencies.
My body. And then just working their way through sound out of my mouth.
Cool.
Cool.
If
yeah,
you would like to try channeling your own light language,
buy my course for
tune into a heart centered.
That's right. Buy my course for the low, low price of $399.
And state aloud and energetically that you would like to channel maybe
loud
and
energetically
or your self of the light or beings of the light. There are many cosmic lineages who can communicate to you, who are of the light through light language. So pretty much just like setting the intention to be in a heart-centered frequency and to translate light codes, just try it. Like just start.
Just try it. It's cool, man. It takes no practice whatsoever. You could be a light language lady. You too can get a certificate for light language for like $399.
Yeah, I want to get certified in light language.
I bet we should do this. Do you want to get certified in light language?
We should.
The commercial break should get certified in light language. We're going to give this lady a run for her money because I can talk gooblygook just like the next person.
Yes, you can.
For me,
I do it every single episode.
I started speaking light language actually during one of the eclipses.
Of course.
Like during the eclipse, just started speaking and
during
so
one of the eclipses. How many eclipses have you lived through? You can't be older than 20 years old. There's only been two eclipses in my lifetime,
and it felt like it was healing my body. And since then, every once in a while, I'll just literally start talking in light language, like not even really have a choice or intentionally channel it, but I'll just
I bet this girl's a real sack of fun in the bedroom. La 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 poco 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 achacha poco. Beep beep poo poo.
Start speaking in light language either to transmute something that's happening or to rearrange something within my own
transmutation.
Body. And
it's happening right now.
Just on command. Tap in.
There's the dog.
There's the dog. He's like, let me out. Rah, 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 I got a shit. Rah, rah, rah. Stop talking to aliens and feed me. Rah, rah, rah. You're driving me crazy with all that vibration bullshit. Rah, rah, rah.
Start channeling. So, yeah, try this out. Again, it feels really good for me, and it feels, like, very expressive, so I think you may enjoy it, too.
The dog is trying to go crazy.
Please do, and leave a comment below. Or perhaps you've channeled light language before. I would love to hear your experience.
She can't help herself. She's been about to wrap up this video four times, and she can't help herself but to keep on bullshitting.
And your story, and, yeah, just opening up a more transparent conversation about light language, because, in my opinion, it's extremely powerful, and many of you seem to resonate with it through my videos. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
For being,
yeah,
thank you for thank being you. Open. Thank you
Welcome.
For being receptive. Thank you for being a part of this mission.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining this timeline. Truly appreciate you. Truly.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste. The international code for I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That poor word, namaste. Now everybody uses it and no one knows what it means. I remember the first time that I went to a workshop where, mm-hmm, you know, some things were being taught, and someone said namaste to me, and I had no idea what it meant, but she explained it, right? She explained the proper terminology, the way that you use it, the way it should be used.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, great. I felt like I didn't want to abuse the word namaste by running around saying nama fucking stay every time a fucking packet of information comes to me through a vibration from the aliens. Namaste. 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 Nama no. Here's the reason why I think this is more than just a little bit of fun, Chrissy. It's because, and I'm not saying this is what's happening, it's people like this who other people start to believe have some special powers,
yes,
right? She's talking to aliens. She's getting vibrato from, you know, the transmutations. Yeah, she's transmutioning. I don't know. And people start to accept this as some kind of otherworldly bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And they may start to believe that she is the key or the person who can unlock the door to some special power,
yes,
or some special information.
Uh-huh.
And that is exactly how a fucking cult starts. I want to tell you a little story.
Okay.
That's not foreign to a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of people have heard this story. This story has been on Dr. Phil a million times. There's been a Dateline special about it. So it's not new. Although some of you may be hearing this for the first time, it's been around for a while.
Okay.
There's a very similar thing happened online, and it turned into a very dangerous situation with a lady named Amy Carlson, who they referred to as Mother God. I mean, when you start naming people Mother God, you're in a whole different league. You know what I'm saying? When you start naming people Mother God or believing that someone sitting in front of you is Mother God, in my opinion, you've lost the fucking plot.
Mm-hmm.
Amy True. Carlson was a shift manager at a McDonald's back
Working
some
for the
years
people.
Ago. Working for the people. I'm not, listen, I was a shift manager at McDonald's, too. I think I wasn't a shift manager. I was a drive-thru guy. I was pretty bad at it. I just went there because that's where I got the good weed. She was a shift worker at a McDonald's. She was married. She had a couple of children. She had a family. And she started jumping onto a website called lightworkers.com or lightworkers.org.
Okay.
And please excuse me. This is the Reader's Digest version of this. There are much more intricate, involved, and investigated videos online. You can go to YouTube and look up Amy Carlson or Mother of God or Love Has Won if you want to get like an actual detailed account of what happened. I'm just Brian Green talking some bullshit on the commercial break. But let me give you this. According to her family, Amy grew up in Dallas, Texas and was a straight A student. In her early adult life, however, she began to talk increasingly about outlandish concepts such as starships. During the mid-2000s, Carlson developed an interest in New Age philosophy, i.e. light worker, i.e.
this is control.
In New Age philosophy, he became a regular poster on the forum of the website lightworkers.org. On the forum, she met
Amarith.org.
Of course, that's where all the shit goes. If it says .org, I know you're trying to get money out of me, or you're not legit. That's not true. There's lots of great .orgs. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to cause a ruckus on the .org scene.
I think it's funny that they did a .org.
Because they couldn't get .com. It's expensive. That shit is expensive. Now people charge you $1 million. Like I tried to get TCB.com, uh-huh. And it was like some guy wanted $12,000 for it. I'm like, it's not that good. Now TCB is a movie. Have you known that? The Elvis.
Taking care of business?
Yeah, but the Baz Luhrmann movie, mm-hmm. about Elvis.
The new one. Yeah, yeah.
It's called TCB, The Story of Elvis.
Oh, okay, yeah. TCB. Yeah, I knew it was, I thought We're it was not, called Elvis. Yeah, anyways. No,
I didn't notice an increase in traffic to TCB. It's probably because people are like, what's this bullshit? On the forum, she met White Eagle, who convinced Carlson,
White Eagle,
that she was divine. And Carlson began to claim to experience paranormal phenomena. In late 2007, Carlson left her third husband, her children, and her job as a manager at McDonald's and ceased contact with most members of her family. She joined White Eagle in Colorado, and the group formed was originally known as the Galactic Federation of Light.
Wow.
Who believes this shit? Wow. Honestly. Okay.
White Eagle.
Yeah, they started a group that was called Love Has Won. All right? So, just know this. Now, I'm going to give you a little...
One as in W-O-N or
W-O-N, not O-N-E. Okay. Love has won. Like, love is winning, right? Mm-hmm. So, Amy posts of her first video sometime around 2007, claiming to be Mother God. Now, people are claiming that anything that comes out of her mouth is 100% truth, love, and light. All that fucking bullshit that everyone else, you know, states.
Yeah.
But I've watched some videos of Amy Carlson, and I'm arguing that maybe not everything that comes out of her mouth is love and light. It's more like Jack Daniels and cocaine. Yes, me.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you the conclusion to this story before I let you listen to a little bit of Amy.
Okay.
The conclusion to this story, with many, many different twists and turns, is that she hooked up with this other guy. I think his name is Jason. And Jason becomes Father God, right? So it's Mother God and Father God. And the two of them, to me, appeared nothing more than rednecks who started a cult. That's it. They live in a trailer park, which is fine. Everything's, you know, it's not about the money. But they start collecting human beings like cults often do.
Right.
And these human beings are getting them coffee and they make them drinks and they excuse all their fucking shitty behavior. And they believe every fucking...
Because they're a connection
to
the light.
That's right. Because they want to believe that something magical is happening, mm-hmm. when the truth is you're just dealing with an angler. You're drunk. That's it. That's all she is, right?
Yes.
Amy died a couple of years ago. Oh. And when Amy died, they mummified her body. And they put her in the ground, wrapped in like a Snoopy sleeping blanket and Christmas lights.
Oh, my God.
These people are fucking cuckoo birds. But here's the worst part about it. Amy died because she was an alcoholic, because she was anorexic, they believe, at some point or at the end of her life. But the real reason why she died, a lot of comorbidity, the real reason why she died is she died of an overdose of colloidal silver.
Oh.
Colloidal silver, as we have spoken about before on this program, is a catch-all cure-all.
It's available at our website.
It's available at tcbpodcast.com for $30.67. I'd like to thank our brand new sponsor, TCB Colloidal Silver. It'll protect you from coronavirus and cure that cancer.
Everything.
Yeah, it'll get you the hottest women in town.
And it'll channel light.
And now for $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling, you'll get a box of colloidal silver shit bakes. Shit cakes. What was that? Dump cakes. Colloidal silver dump cakes. Colloidal silver is nothing but silver suspended in fucking water. I don't know about you, Chrissy. But it sounds dangerous to me.
It does.
Doesn't sound like something. No. It doesn't sound like something I want to try.
Is it a pill?
No, it's like a liquid.
Okay.
And people drink it. There's this guy on Facebook. I've talked about this guy before. He has every illness in the world. The poor guy really has been dealt a shitty hand of cards, right? And the older he gets, the sicker he gets, and the angrier he gets, and the more fucking deeper into the conspiracy well this guy goes.
Right.
And he's one of these angry guys online that is like, you know, murder the Democrats, blah, 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 you know, Joe Biden must die. I don't care what political leanings you have. We're not into that here at the show. This is not the place to hear that kind of information. But he's constantly ringing the bell about how colloidal silver is making him better.
Oh,
when the truth is... He's going for a surgery every other week. Like, the guy is not well. And
you just pick up colloidal silver at the local store? Like, what?
Jim Baker from Tammy Faye and Jim Baker.
Yeah.
He was recently, I think it was either sued, fined, or possibly indicted because when the coronavirus started, he started making his own colloidal silver concoction and selling it as a cure and
God, I think I read about
and that. like a prophylactic for coronavirus. Basically, if you take colloidal silver, you have a condom around you that will protect you from coronavirus. This and people, by the way, this is still going on today. Colloidal silver, it's hard to get because people are drinking it, believing that it cures them from a bunch of different ailments, and not the least of which is COVID. It's fucking bullshit. Colloidal silver is silver. It's your mom's fucking grandma's fucking spoons melted down and put in some water. It's fucking disgusting. Why would you drink that? It turns you blue. It turns your skin blue.
Jeez.
Chrissy, I just have a hard time wrapping my head around where everybody's common sense went. It's not about politics. This is about where did your common fucking sense go? Why would you believe in under any circumstances that colloidal silver would solve any issue in your life? Every doctor that's reputable in the entire world has said that colloidal silver serves no legitimate purpose in your body.
Okay.
You could drink a certain amount of it and you'll be fine. But if you start taking it in large doses, you'll turn blue and it'll fucking kill you. And that's what it did to Amy Carlson. Now, would you like to hear Amy Carlson, when she was alive, obviously, would you like to hear one of her YouTube ramblings?
Yes, I would love to.
I think it's important that everybody gets an idea of who exactly Amy Carlson really was.
Okay.
Here's Amy.
Okay.
In one of her bedroom, or in her bedroom, and she's going to talk to us.
Oh my gosh. Happy 9-9-9. 9-9-9-9. We have had some very interesting words come out.
Okay. Do tell.
On this date, this magical date of 999.
What?
Gemini, 999. We're about to go out there.
September 9th, 2009.
Stuff.
I guess. We're going to activate the cocaine in my pocket. Woo! We're about to activate that LSD.
One. Yippee! All right. So I have a message to read to you that came through this morning through my shaking body. it's still shaking. There's fire. It's precise. You know, I am the Holy Spirit. I am Great Spirit.
This is what happens when you pick some girl out of obscurity and you start calling her Mother God. Mm-hmm. I don't think Mother God. Oh, whatever.
I am the mother of creation. I'm here. And love's calling a spade a spade.
What?
You know, Adams, get into right action. This is what this is saying.
Call a spade a spade.
Hey, Chrissy. It's me, God. What's up? Do me a favor. Give me a Bud Light from the refrigerator. I'd appreciate it. I got some stuff activating right now in my belly. It's fire. It's precise. It's... Oh, wait. Hold on. One sec. Gobble, 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 pee, pee, poo, poo, pee, pee, poo, poo. That says I need a blowjob. I don't know. I'm just coming from the heavens.
That's right.
Don't mind, if you don't mind finding me a wench that can handle that, please. Wait, hold on one second. I need a double cheeseburger, no onions, no pickles, large French fry. Father God here. Father God out.
Father God. Yep. Call him spade a spade.
I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
Honor to be at your service.
Honor to be at yours.
As the reality becomes true reality on this planet. Okay.
Why was 999? So I'm stuck on the... Why is that a special day?
Because she woke up. I don't know. Who fucking knows? 999-666-222. I don't know. Okay. Everyone wants to make a big deal out of all of these days that happen to fall. I mean, it happens every decade, yet we want to... I mean... cares 222-10-10-10-7-7-7. I don't give a shit.
Nating, the timestamp for this was not okay. So it's 9-9-2016.
What?
Nine. Wait, 9-9-2016 is not 999. It's not 999.
Oh, 2016. I mean, I'm even just trying to add up the numbers. What?
Hey, Chrissy, Father God here. It's 217. I don't know if you know that. It's October 14th, 2022. It's 217. And I got a timestamp here on something that came through earlier. It says you need to order some Six Flags tickets and send them to my email address. Father God out here. Glad to be at your service.
36 a.m.
2:36 a.m.
She's up late. Receiving transmissions.
Calling in the end of fear, pain, and suffering. And the beginning of the new story of love everywhere present. Now, all of existence must serve all life for the greatest good of all, for the highest good of all. Calling all atoms of energy into right action. And pure consciousness.
What about all atoms? What about non-pure consciousness?
Who deny?
Non-pure consciousness? No, there's no non-pure consciousness. What are you talking about, Chrissy? Haven't you studied up on your namaste?
Dirty consciousness.
Dirty consciousness.
This message. Deny Great Spirit, Holy Spirit. Will be recycled into right action.
Into right action?
More bullshit.
Period.
Period.
Period. She's reading the explanations.
Your moments are over.
Uh-oh. We're fucked.
Only bliss may survive these times.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Mm-hmm. Being love in simple service.
This sounds like so many people I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. It sounds like so many people I've dated. It sounds like so many people I've hung out with at 2:30 in the morning. I've received similar transmissions from people in my own bed.
Ding.
Ding.
Love forever reigns on earth as it is in heaven.
Hey, wait, that's from a Catholic prayer. You can't steal that one. Yeah.
And I can feel this. It's the moments to come home into the light. Listen up. Message from Mother of all creation, Great Spirit, the Holy Ghost, incarnated here in physical manifestation.
She sounds a lot like the light language girl.
She does.
Do you notice?
To kick fucking ego's ass off the planet.
Wow. God's spicy. I like it.
Ding.
Ding.
As love is in charge of planet Earth, equal heart. And the new story begins today. 999.
But it's October 3rd, 2016. What are you talking about?
999.
Do you see what's on the left of her? She's in front of a bed. She's sitting in front of a bed. Do you see what's on the side of her bedside table? You see that blue bottle?
Yeah.
That's colloidal silver.
Oh, that's cool.
End of the old, beginning of the new. Coming in. Waves.
Coming in.
Out with the old, in with the new. Double cheeseburger, fries are up.
Has won.
Who's won?
Love.
The beginning is here. Love is shining through. The shift of the ages is here. Heart-based. Whole truth-based. Joy-based.
Based.
Pure love-based.
Do you see the similarities between what this girl, this lady is talking about and what light language girl is talking about?
Yes, of course. It's all,
it's
same
all
vein.
Nonsensical, non-vain bullshit. Light is one. Love is one. Heart-centered has won. I don't understand any of that shit. I mean, just want to be a good person.
It doesn't seem like she's actually practicing what she's preaching because she left her family.
Yeah, she left her family. She left her kids. She left her husband. Like, well, no, of course she's not practicing what she preaches. I'm going to fast forward through her little sermon here.
Your lessons as gifts. Same, same.
Same, same.
One is grander, you know. But if your soul needs that lesson, all is good. All is well. Thank you, everyone, for choosing love today. Choosing the present moment of now.
Yeah, think about this. What about her children that don't have a mother?
That's what I was
saying. Did they choose love today? Did you choose love today?
Yeah.
What a load of shit. You're right about this. This kind of pisses me off now that you say this.
Uh-huh.
This fucking woman left her children to start a cult in a trailer park. I mean, whatever.
But
do what you want to do.
She's preaching love.
Yeah, but yet she's preaching all this love and, you know, the third eye and all that other bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that as a simple human being, as a human being walking on this earth like the rest of us are, she has fallen way short of choosing love in every moment because she can't even choose her children. She would much rather sit around drinking Jack Daniels and colloidal silver and having her ass wiped by a bunch of young hippies than actually pay attention to the people that need her, which are her children. And I think that's a sad state of affairs. You got to be careful about what you believe. Believe what you believe, but don't believe that a human being, another human being, has some key to some magical fantasy.
Yeah.
That is how you get in trouble.
Except us.
And that is my sermon for the day as Father God.
Mother.
I need a Bud Light and Six Flags tickets and a double cheeseburger, no onion, no pickle. This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by for transmission. Transmutation.
Yeah, get it right.
All right, well, paka paka poco. Akakakakakpo tiki tiki taka tiki sa. I'm going to go clean up the dog shit in my house. I feel your pain, by the way, light language girl. I know what it's like to have a rowdy dog shit all over your house. But I clean it up before I make my videos. You're not going to find that on the commercial break.
No.
Can't deal with it. It's too smelly. Ugh. Gross. There's nothing worse in this world than dog shit, in my opinion.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, just nothing worse. Can't
well,
stand it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the video, all the audio right there. One location, TCBpodcast.com. Also wanted to let you know that Chrissy and I can be found on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Brand new videos out for you every single day of the week. Full episodes are released a couple of days after they broadcast here on the RSS feed. And we're a couple of episodes behind because of my COVID. But fear not, we're catching up. So if you go to the YouTube channel and you see that there's like, hey, where's 203 or 204 or 205? They're coming. They're coming. You don't pay me to do this job. Disney pays me to do this job.
That's right. We're Disney.
We'd like to thank the Walt Disney Corporation for being a sponsor of the commercial break. I'll
just
take it.
Just for today's episode.
Well, I don't. Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Sure they're done now. I know that they. The thing is they buy a whole swath.
Sure.
Like comedy podcasts,
yes,
or you know, 18 to 54. For us, you know, 63 to 80.
Our demo.
Male, 63 to 80. But they buy a swath, and then I'm sure that if they find themselves running somewhere, you know, they'll take us off. Anyway, at the commercial
we'll
break on YouTube, 661-237-8296. Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think that it is, Brian.
Well, it's been a wonderful Saturday morning with you.
Yes,
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Remember, the commercial break is not for everyone, but whoever it's for, we do say, we always say, and we must say.
Bye! Bye.